This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Good morning and welcome to Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Now, later today, we're going to podcast the show on the team website. It's usfdracing.org. United States Fire Department Racing. We race for volunteer fire departments to help raise money. A great thing. What a show today. Rick Crawford, how about him running that Toyota today up at Talladega? He's got a lot to talk about. Also, oh, by the way, his other day job promoting Mobile International Speedway big race coming up. We'll talk to him about that. But we're going to dig into his truck ride a little bit. Big announcement. Also, hey, this is going to be great. Cameron Gray promoting this weekend's NOLA Motorsports Park, New Orleans, Louisiana. Big Kahuna. It's the AMA Big Road Bike Race. That's going to be a lot of fun. Dustin Long with SI.com and USAtoday.com is going to be on. But first, I'm excited. This is Talladega weekend. A lot of people already showing pictures up on Facebook, and they're already up there. But if you're kind of on the fence on maybe I should or shouldn't go, this is the guy you want to talk to. We've got the chairman of the Speedway, Grant Lynch. And I tell you what, traffic already backing up and lots of fun happening today at your track. Hey, welcome back to the show, Grant.
Well, thanks for having me back. I tell you what, you know, our weather is just perfect here in Alabama. It's actually supposed to get a little cooler tonight, and Sunday morning is supposed to be down in the 40s. But we're excited about the truck race today. You know, Rick Crawford is my kind of racer.
Yeah.
You know, I like guys who say my sponsor wants to be at the front, and that's where they pay to be, and that's where I'm going to keep them if I can have my truck up there. And he's my kind of guy, and I wish more drivers would take that attitude.
Oh, he's great. He's not the average corporate guy. He's the old backwoods, do it the old-fashioned way, not afraid to use the bumper kind of driver.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that are going on today. You know, this is a huge weekend. First of all, pricing. And if I'm not mistaken, you make it family-friendly. Camping's taken care of. Kids 12 and under free. Is that correct?
That's correct. Wow. Both, all 3 days. You know, if you next spring, a Friday, yep. And today, Saturday, and then tomorrow, Sunday, kids 12 and under are free in the Allison Grandstand today and tomorrow. And you can bring in your own food and beverages. Don't forget that at NASCAR races, especially here at Talladega. And we have free camping that you can just pull in and pitch up your tent. So if you're down there and want to drive up and take in the race, come on. You may not make it for today, but you'll sure make it for tomorrow. And you can see the Florida-Georgia Line concert tonight with your Sunday ticket.
Well, see, that's huge. Yeah, and that's always big. And now, I've got to say, Kevin James, named as your Grand Marshal, he's done the Gentleman Start Your Engines probably the best I have seen. He's very into it, I should say. What a great announcement for him being at the track.
Well, we're excited about him coming, and we're excited also to have one of the guys from the head guy from Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
The hit show on A&E is going to be here, and then Larry the Cable Guy will be here.
Wow.
So I tell you, it's going to be a star-studded pre-race stage on Sunday when all those drivers come across.
Oh, it's going to be something. Now that Keselowski's taken over the points, there's a lot of momentum. He's great at these kind of speedways. Is there anyone that really sticks out? Obviously, this is Junior Nation when he comes home to Talladega, as they call it.
Well, excuse me. No, any track president across America would love to have Junior win. Track.
That's good. Course,
we were privileged in the fact that he won four straight for us at one time, and at that point, you know, his daddy had the grandstands black all those years when he ran here, and then once Junior went to the red number eight, those grandstands were red. So Junior would be fine. Brad's a great favorite of ours. He's a racer's racer.
Yeah.
He lives and breathes and eats and sleeps, you know, his craft, which is driving that race car. And that movie he made on Kyle Busch in the spring was world class. And I think you got to have him in your favorites for Talladega.
Well, if we're bringing up the family today, there's so much to do on what we call the front straightaway on the other side of the stands. You guys have got it almost like a carnival atmosphere.
That's right. You know, you got all the beautiful displays that all the companies that support the sport come and bring out here. We got a kids zone out there, and there's lots of things to do. We actually got a first-time fan tent that we're going to put up for first-time fans, and we have a new app for your smartphones that you can put, you can load up when you get here. And, you know, some of our guests that bring in their own beverages may be a little bit over-beverage, but you can click back on where your car was, and it'll help you find your car.
How cool is that? Boy, you guys have taken it to the next level, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. And you know, that's what it's all about right now. You know, our front stretch grandstand rehabilitation project, all of our seats by next May in the towers will be 22 inches wide.
Wow.
And currently all our seats in the lower grandstands are 21 inches wide. And when we finish by next May, we will have the finest seating in motorsports in America.
And there is not a bad seat at Talladega. And the way you guys have packaged it, I know, you know, the biggest problem that I think racetracks nationwide, whether it be Rick Crawford's Mobile International Speedway on a local level to Talladega Speedway on a national level, you guys have to fight a lot of people not wanting to spend their money or can't afford to come. So you've done everything. I mean, free camping, kids 12 and under free. I mean, y'all but doing buying gas for everybody to come up and see you.
Well, we want them to come, and you know, the great thing about all these campers that are here mm-hmm. is if you're just a day tripper, you can really get in and out of this place easily because a lot of folks are going to stay and go home Monday morning.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let me ask you, if we get there and the racing starts today, can you give us a schedule of what we're going to see today?
Well, certainly the race is going to go off about 3, a little after 3 this mm-hmm. afternoon, and we'll have qualifying today as well for the Sprint Cup Series this morning. And then, you know, then we go in after that, we'll go into tomorrow. And that race is going to start slightly after 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay, so plenty of time. And I got to ask you, you know, one of the neatest things, I took my kids last spring to their very first race. They didn't even know we were going until we hit the track, which was awesome. They had just such a great time. One of the things that they always say, they remind me about when we watched on TV, where's the 18-wheeler? Where's the 18-wheeler? The big tractor truck that you have with the American flag that zooms across there as part of the opening ceremonies. That's really cool, and that's just something very unique to you guys too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. John Ray, who is one of our White Flag Club, that's a service organization, volunteer service organization of local business people throughout our communities around here that help us out at race time. And he said, I want to bring a big flag around one time. And I said, well, what do you want to do? And we had to rig up this pole on the back of his big truck.
It's awesome.
But I'm going to tell you, you know, NASCAR is a patriotic sport.
Yep.
But when that big flag is coming through the tri-oval and those jets are coming overhead, and you look down there into turn 4 and that giant American flag is up there blowing in the breeze, if that doesn't send a chill down your back about our sport and your country, then I don't think you need to be here.
You can't put it any better than that, Grant. And that is so true. I mean, when my 10-year-old and 14-year-old are blown away when these things go by, and it sounds like the wave coming through because the crowd, you can tell where the 18-wheeler is by the yelling. I mean, and you can hear it all the way across the track. It's such
a
beautiful
can.
Facility. It's well, do you have any favorites? Are you going to try to even put your neck out there? Don't worry, I won't tell.
Well, the three women at my house, both my daughters and my wife, are all pulling for Brad, so they're going to drag me with them.
Okay, well, you know what? We'll put you down on paper that it's Brad, and I tell you what, it's going to be huge. Obviously, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. Grant, we appreciate you coming on the show. You're a busy man, so get to it, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me on.
All right, there you go again. That's Grant Lynch. He is the chairman of Talladega Motor Speedway, and that man is going to be obviously pretty busy. Again, you can go up on there. Tickets still available. How about kids 12 and under? Absolutely free. One of the guys that's racing up there today, I hope we can get a hold of him. He's going to be doing some testing and getting ready. Rick Crawford, he's going to be racing. And also we're going to talk about Mobile International Speedway. Also a huge race over in New Orleans at the New Orleans, Louisiana Motorsports Park. The big kahuna with the AMA Superbikes. We'll talk with some of the folks over there. Cameron Gray standing by. And then still Dustin Long with SI.com. More to come right here. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Show it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, later today, podcast at usfdracing.org. It seems like it's been 6 months since we raced the Mobile International Speedway, but that's not the case. Actually, we're just going through withdrawals. And actually, Rick Crawford isn't because he's up at the truck race up at Talladega. Couldn't get a hold of him, but as I promised, I've got second best right there, and that would be Chris Carter. And that's pretty good to be second best to Rick Crawford. So, not bad, Chris. Good morning. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me. I sure appreciate the kind words. How you been, bud?
Hey, doing good. Now, you know, they say for Rick, it's a big audition for him to run a truck full-time next season, this weekend, as he's running up there with the Braggs. And, you know, interesting, if you saw the story at AL.com, it was interesting to see some of the things he says. He said, when you put the pieces together, I'm talking about a truck from Kyle Busch Motorsports. I'm talking about having Kurt Busch as a teammate. I'm talking about Joe Gibbs Power under the hood. I'm talking about a pit crew that's coming over from the Cup Series. So I wanted to ask Rick, and maybe you've talked to him since then. I know he's got a Busch vehicle, but I didn't know anything about Kurt Busch as a teammate. And I knew about the Joe Gibbs under the hood, but who's the pit crew? What do you know?
you know how these guys work things out, buddy. I mean, you know, and the reason you don't know, I guess, is for a reason and everything. But there, it's already one that's been picked out and everything, and, yeah. And it will be a good one. The man's going to be a threat next year in the Camping World Truck Series, so no doubt about it.
Toyota's excited to have him.
Well, he's got more starts than anybody in the history of the series, Derek, and of course his knowledge, his wisdom, and plus he is a little man. People are forgetting that Rick Crawford can wheel a truck.
Yeah.
He's raced pretty much nothing else since he's been at the NASCAR level.
Mm-hmm.
The Nationwide Series car that he runs that you were speaking of does belong to Mike Harmon, who is a very, very good friend of Rick. So, I mean, and he's going to be a threat to win Talladega with what he has surrounded himself with. George Bragg and them, they've spent a lot of money to compete against the Cale Gales and the Matt Craftons and the Parker Kligermans and the Timothy Peters and all that. They're spending money to compete with these guys. And, you know, between it's hard for me to pick. I'm going with my heart. You know, I'm going with Cale. Reach my ball, signs my check. But at the end of the day, I'd like to see one of the two Mobile drivers win this thing. That would be just awesome.
Well, and I know a lot of the drivers, since we're not racing, heading up there this weekend, so it's going to be great. I won't make it. Christian Band, actually, Light for Shadows, playing at Bayfest today, 4 o'clock. Make sure you stay over there. All right, now I got that self-promotion out of the way. Hey, I want to talk about racing in our backyard. The other day job that Rick Crawford's got, Mobile International Speedway, ready to come back to action, and I can't wait. October 13th, it's going to be a big night for the sportsman, Chris.
Will be huge. I've actually talked to a few guys out of Montgomery, some friends of mine that when I was up there, and I think this is going to be a good car count. I look for at least 25 sportsman cars, at least. I mean, I might be off a little bit. I'll play off on the late model count with the 10,000 to win, but regardless, I still, in my heart, think we'll see at least 20, 25, maybe sportsman cars. That's a big deal. That's a lot of money to those guys. That's a lot of money to anybody, really. So, I mean, that's a especially in that division, to be able to capture that much money, that's going to be a really, really big deal. I can't wait.
Yeah, $2,000 to win. I know a lot of the Pensacola boys running up front over there are definitely coming over here to try to take that money with them. But, you know, another class that I'm starting to like as the team, it's been put out there. We won't say who's or what's, but we're going to be joining next year the Prater Realty Super Stock and Truck Series, as we've purchased one of the super trucks. And we're going to be putting Rusty Powell Sr. in that next year. So we're excited about that change. And that class is also running tonight. Or, I'm sorry, not tonight, I wish. October 13th.
Right. Now, that's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah, surprise. And let me ask you, don't you think Senior can handle that truck?
In my opinion, I've known this man many, many years. Mm-hmm. Great people. It's like I say about Cale or anybody that I associate myself with as far as doing public relations or sponsorship proposals for some of the guys at the track or whatever. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, most anybody that I deal with, they're a class act, they're good people. Rusty Powell and his wife Lisa, bam, they're at the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the guy's been driving since like the Vietnam era, it seems like. I mean,
he's going to kill you.
I know, that's why I said it. Seriously, the guy knows what he's doing. Yeah. And amongst all of y'all at Hurricane Motorsports, I think that was that was a good call. If you'd have done something else, then you'd have heard me running my mouth. I'd have been on Twitter and on Facebook talking about y'all. So good move by you and your team.
Well, I appreciate that. And I know Senior's really excited about it. And again, obviously, the Isla Motor 2 Bombers, which I'll be participating in for one more season, and then I'll be out of the Bombers. We've made that decision as well. So
where the heck are you going?
Well, we've got a couple other cars that are coming down the pipeline. We'll just see what the sponsors tell us.
Don't make me dig, brother. Don't make me dig.
You probably already know. Hey, Chris, also, we got to mention this. The end of the season's coming up, and there are some great points battles still coming up, and it all comes to a head on one of the funnest nights. I remember last year was so much fun. October 27th, the Halloween Demolition Bash. This is going to be huge, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not going to be in the Derby, the Demolition Derby.
How's that feeling, like, by the way? Tell the story for people who don't know.
You're a drummer. Yeah. You're a drummer. Yeah. I'm a drummer. I can't play right no more.
Oh, man.
The stick wants to pop out. I mean, when you go from the snare, there it goes. I'll get used to it. But other than that,
For people who don't know, Chris was announcing the last Demolition Derby, and boy, he just got pounded in the side of a car and pretty much had to have plastic surgery on his finger to repair the finger. So, we're glad you're feeling better, obviously, but I'll stick to the drums for you, brother.
No, thank you. take them again, just a quick skin graft there. They just took skin from the wrist, put it on the little finger. But anyway, we're all good. Yeah, but as you said, a big, big nutter. These guys that watch these demolition derbies, they want to, I can do that. I'm going to build me a car. So expect we had 18 the last time. Expect 23 to 24, something like that. You're going to get four or five more per time. I don't recall Pitts and Sons being there, even though they do sponsor it. The Pitts and Sons demolition derby. We really appreciate them and what they do at the track.
Yeah.
And so Pitts and Sons, and you add them coming to the next race, which I believe they will be.
Yep.
And like I said, 23, 24, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And then you've also, derby cars. Obviously, on the 27th, it'll be the Isla Motor 2 Bombers Championship for 25 laps. That's 10 laps more than what they're used to being run. And the Bob Speed Shop Sportsman Championship for 30 laps, another extra 10 laps for them, too. And then something that Rick said last weekend on a show, which I thought was great, and a lot of the times when the racetracks are done for the season, well, you don't hear from them for a month or so. Oh, by the way, yeah, we'll do that banquet coming up sometime in January. Rick wanted us to have the trophies, the money, and the prestige right away so everyone can get ready for the Snowball Derby and even in the holidays. So the championship banquet, which was very nice last year, is coming a little earlier this year, November 10th.
That's a good move on Rick's part. I mean, once again, you know, he's a heck of a promoter. I'd love to see some double points and stuff like that thrown in the mix of things. I know I'm probably rattling this cage by saying this, toward these sportsmen and bomber drivers make it interesting, but that's just me talking. I can't help it.
That's two friends talking. Hey, no one listening. Don't worry. Just me and Chris.
But hey, those championship point things, the battle's coming to the end. That's going to be really good. I want to give a big shout out to somebody that I've become friends with. I help out sometimes, and Jerry Goff, and he's had a couple of wins. He's really, you know, the guys have not had any experience driving a race car or anything like that, and him and his wife, Ashley. I just want to give them a shout out. Proud of what he's doing.
I think he is going to be the biggest hurdle for our race team next year to get the championship. I pick him to pick to win the championship next year if it's not one of our drivers, to be honest.
He reminds, you know, I'm friends with all of y'all. I mean, everybody knows that. But he's just, there's something that he's got, that pure drive and raw talent for him that I've seen in others before. As they were growing up, become professional race car drivers, and then sometimes people stick out, and he's just, not because he's my friend or whatever, but he's got a drive about him that's pretty unique, and he's getting a late model soon.
There you go. Hey, you never know what happens down the road. So, well, Chris, it's going to be an exciting weekend. Obviously, Talladega, you're up there already, and it's going to be a good weekend. You're going to be hanging out with Kale today, obviously.
I'm going to go hug my boss's neck, but I'm going to go hang out with Kale Gill for the anthem, and he's on the pit box, and watch him and really hope that he brings home a win. I'm excited about that.
Can I ask you how his mindset has been as he's getting ready to come home to Talladega?
Things are really good. His mindset is his home track is the way he sees it, just like Rick Crawford sees it. Kale Gill says in his head, this is my track. You're in my playground. This is how you do it. And actually, it's really hard. The hardest thing for Kale Gill at Talladega that we've talked about is just staying in that throttle, not getting out of line.
Yeah.
You see something, you think you want to go, and the spotter say, Rick Corelli's like, stay where you at, stay where you at, stay where you at. He want, you know, so just listen to the spotter, get your marks, you know, let her rip, fat her chip, and he can be in the top five at the end.
Well, I know it's going to be a great weekend. I hope you are staying out of the way. And in other words, I don't want to get bail. I don't have the bail money this time, okay, Chris?
I have went to the Talladega jail once.
That's a story for another show.
I enjoyed it as always. Thank you for what you and your Hurricane Motorsports, Keep Your Tires, all the people, Daniel, all y'all. Thank you for what you do. I appreciate you, buddy, and I'll see you soon.
All right, there you go. That's Chris Carter, and he's already up there at Talladega and filling in for Rick Crawford, who's obviously already at the motorhome and ready to go racing today up at Talladega. Now, let's go ahead. We're still talking Talladega. We've closed the chapter of Mobile International as Dustin Long, standing by USAtoday.com, SI.com, and, you know, with Brad Keselowski coming in with the points lead, this is one of his favorite tracks, like we talked with Grant Lynch earlier from Talladega. We'll see what happens. It's all coming up next. Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Dega, Dega, Dega. Everybody's talking about it. Grant Lynch, the chairman of the Speedway, thank you so much for coming on. And again, hey, Rick Crawford has got that Toyota from Bragg, the number 20. That's why we couldn't get a hold of him. He's busy getting ready for the race today. And then again, another guy, thank goodness we got him, as he's on the way to the track. Well, we've got Dustin Long with USAtoday.com and SI.com.
SI.com. I'll spit it out. And the big thing is the big one. You know, I'm seeing stuff like on NASCAR.com. And you know, when you come to Daytona and Talladega, everyone talks about it. Jeff Gordon is quoted as saying there's no safe strategy for avoiding the big one. What do you say, my friend?
Well, I mean, there isn't. I mean, you know, guys have ridden in the back, you know, riding the back, and they still get collected in. Guys have run to the front, yeah. and then you have the big wreck up at the front. So, you know, it's just a matter of it's the lottery, and is your number going to come up? You know, certainly for those guys who are back in the chase, you know, deep in the standings, they hope that something kind of, you know, no bad, you know, nothing, nobody gets hurt, but something happens to the top guys in the chase. They have problems otherwise, you know, it could be a three-man, two-man race for the championship.
What did NASCAR learn, or I guess maybe Ford and all the other manufacturers that tested this week, from what I'm reading, is that the cars seem to be running pretty smooth at the speeds?
Well, you're talking about the test at Talladega, yeah, with the 2013 cars, and obviously it is, it's just a process of learning, you know, to figure out what's going to work on the car, what's not, trying to get the right setup. I mean, obviously this is a, you know, prepare for Daytona. There will be a test session in Daytona in January that will further that along, but this also allows, you know, just for everybody in the sport to just kind of get a sense of what these cars can do, how much what they're learning in the wind tunnel correlates to what they're seeing on the track, what's different, how to address those situations. So, it's just you know, part of the due diligence that they have in getting this car ready for next season and making sure, obviously, with your Super Bowl, the first race of the season, you don't want to fuck that up. So it's just a way to kind of see what works and what doesn't work and kind of go from there.
Well, big news for Stuart Haas, and there's been some speculation, maybe Bass Pro coming on board, but this week Tony had the big news about Quicken Loans, and this is going to be a pretty big thing for Ryan Newman.
Well, certainly it's a big week of announcements for sponsorships for Stuart Haas Racing with their multiple announcements this week, but obviously with Newman, it's Quicken Loans. It's, you know, a company that's been on the car this year. We'll do 9 races this year, and they'll up it up to 18 for next year.
Right.
It helps a little bit with losing the U.S. Army after this season, which was 12 races and some other things, but, you know, trying to find sponsorship. So, you know, it's trying to find that sponsorship, trying to fill out the inventory on that car, and it's a good first step forward. Still more to do for that team and for Stewart's team, for sure.
I know we're going to see some pink cars for breast cancer awareness. I know the 17 is going pink for sure this year. I'm sorry, this year, but for this race this weekend, a couple other ones, Biffle going pink. Obviously, a lot of the teams are supporting Breast Cancer Awareness Month, aren't they?
Well, it's certainly something that a lot of those teams do, each year at this time of the year. And certainly seeing cars with pink in them for the entire month of May or for some more one-off races and, you know, uniforms with the pink on it,
yeah,
things like that. I know Charlotte Motor Speedway painted its start finish line pink with nice. Breast cancer awareness for breast cancer awareness and for some what they did with breast cancer survivors. And I think Elliot Sadler and Hermie Sadler were there, and their mom is a breast cancer survivor.
Well, let me ask you, as we get ready to come in, a lot of momentum for the number two team. And, you know, Keselowski looks pretty strong, and this is one of his kind of tracks I've seen that he seems to do well at. Any predictions for this weekend's race? It's kind of early, I guess, but what are your thoughts on what you've seen?
Well, it's just, you know, until you get into the race and see what happens. And obviously, you don't know all the different challenges that these guys face, and certainly you can put yourself, you can ride at the back all race long, and then decide to come up toward the end, you know, save your car throughout most of the race till making that run at the end, and then you still can get collected in that accident. So, you know, it's just going to come down to what happens with the, you know, who's in the accident, who isn't, and if it's the point leaders, if it's Brad Keselowski, if it's Jimmy Johnson, if it's Denny Hamlin, then that potentially changes the complexion of this chase. If those three guys get through and the other chase guys don't, then, like I said, you're looking at a 2-3-man race potentially through the rest of the season for the championship.
Have we had any other news on silly season? It seems like most of the rides are pretty much kind of taken care of for next year. I know I've heard some rumblings, but nothing really out in the print. Can you tell us any more details on that side of NASCAR?
Well, obviously, still waiting to see what Richard Petty Motorsports does with Marcus Ambrose and Eric Almirola, and what happens with those rides, those situations. But essentially, you know, unless something pops up out of that comes out of nowhere, I mean, the music is starting to end, and you better grab your seat real quick.
That's a pretty good way to put it. Well, after this weekend, obviously, you'll be back from Talladega to Charlotte and going into that race. And again, it all depends on what happens on Sunday here at this race. But have you been surprised at any of the results and some of the finishes of some of the drivers that are participating in the chase this year so far?
Well, I think the biggest surprise, I think there's just a level of frustration with some fans right now in that the first three races of the chase have not had that, I guess, the intense drama that they want of guys racing for the win or close racing or wrecking, you know, potentially wrecking each other for the win. I mean, you go back to August where there were, like, those great finishes week after week, especially, like, the Watkins Glen race and some of the drama you saw, you know, it seemed like about three, four races in a row. There was just this incredible drama at the end, a lot of excitement, people really excited about things. And now, because there's been three races where, you know, it hasn't been the drama that equals for a lot of fans what they saw in August. That doesn't mean that, you know, it's one thing to see somebody spank the field like, you know, Kyle Busch did at Dover, but then he doesn't win it because of fuel mileage. So that frustrates some people in the sense of, you know, they see one guy leading, they don't find that exciting, and a lot of people don't like the fuel mileage race. So I think the biggest thing out of this weekend is just to see if there's there should be with Talladega, that last lap drama, that excitement throughout the race that keeps people excited, because there hasn't been that excitement as much the first three chase races. But this is, you know, we've seen this in years past. And certainly fans get restless, and if they don't see something immediately, they start complaining. Like I said, it's only been 3 weeks. There's still 7 weeks to go. But you hear a lot of fans, you know, kind of getting upset with the racing or kind of worrying about what they're seeing and worrying about what the mile and a half that are upcoming, that they're afraid they're going to see the same thing, even though, you know, remember earlier this year, a lot of people were upset about, you know, worried about what the repave was going to do at Pocono.
Right.
And then the way the circumstances worked out, the drama and the craziness at the end, you know, some people are saying the Pocono races, especially one in June, were maybe some of the best races they've seen this year, or even at Pocono. And yet that was a race, especially the June race, where people, a lot of fans were all worried and fretting that race and fearing that, you know, the repave would have a one group track and it wouldn't be exciting and it wouldn't be worth watching. And it was opposite of what many thought. So, you know, like I said, I think Talladega, and it usually delivers, you know, as long as there's that drama, that excitement, some action, you know, and for some people, the accident, because certainly that's, you know, what some people do like. As long as it has that, I think that'll kind of, you know, reinvigorate some of the fans that may be a little bit frustrated with maybe some of the action they've seen the first three races.
Well, you talk about frustration. Let's talk about last week at Dover, Kyle Busch dominating in the Toyota. He crosses the finish line and just started a vulgarity-laced triad over his team radio directed at Toyota Racing Development, saying that, well, we lost another one thanks to the team. And obviously, Lee White, who's TRD president, took issues with his comments. And they said, well, it's typical Kyle, but we're extremely disappointed in his negative comments and the tone of the comments after the event. Is this just a Busch brothers running their mouth again? Or, I mean, what do you do as a engine provider? I can understand as a race car driver and you're leading like that and he has the engine issues, but where's the fine line there, Dustin?
Well, I mean, you know, you can just say it's a Busch brother shooting his mouth off again because it's so easy to do and they so often do it. To add context, not necessarily to defend Kyle's, you know, comments, but, you know, certainly Kyle doesn't make the chase. Frustration there. They had a stretch in June when I think they had like three straight engine failures. It's only three races. You know, other guys have had issues and made the chase. You know, they didn't take advantage of their other races. So it's not saying that those three engine issues specifically cost them the chase. It didn't help, but they were not in a position to where they could rebound from that and make it. And I think they had engine issues elsewhere. So, you know, for him, he's frustrated because he hasn't uh, he's not in the chase. I mean, he's talking with him last week about missing the chase, and he says, you know, you just feel like you're beat down, and it's just like this level of frustration. You go to the track with an open mind, something happens, and you're frustrated. And you try to go to the track the next week with an open mind, and then something happens, and you're frustrated.
Sure.
And you just kind of get beat down by it all. So, again, that's not to excuse him, because certainly other guys have had issues, and they don't, you know, they handle it different ways. You know, Kyle and Kurt, they deal it with it in other ways. And look, for a sport that people say is vanilla or is getting to be vanilla or has become more vanilla, you know, you've got the Bush brothers to kind of spice it up.
I believe there was a name of a gentleman that used to race named Earnhardt that did the exact same thing, wouldn't you say?
Certainly add spice to it, no doubt about that.
Well, how do we keep track of you? I know you've got a busy day today and all weekend long. How can we keep track of you right there at the track?
On Twitter, at Dustin Long. It's just all one word, D-U-S-T-I-N-L-O-N-G. Find stuff throughout the weekend, throughout the week from me at usatoday.com, sportsillustrated.com, athlonsports.com, and elsewhere.
All right, thank you, Dustin, and I know he's got a lot of stuff to do, so we're going to wrap it up right there. Thank you so much for all the guests today and tomorrow at NOLA Motorsports Park. We've got a huge event with the AMA Superbikes. They're going to wrap up their season. Go check that out. Also, don't forget Dega, obviously, and today, 4 o'clock, if you're heading out to Bayfest, stop by the Gospel Stage. Come check out my Christian group. It's called Light for Shadows, and I think you'll really enjoy the message and the tunes, too. God bless you. We'll see you next weekend.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com, and we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.